Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing Thursday night to throw down a style. There will only be one level, a level of rage this evening. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. You know, we sort of all mistimed this a little bit. I don't think anybody thought that the basketball game would actually start at 8:40 Eastern time. And that was a very quick game because it was a long and boring basketball game to watch, but it was quickly played. Game one of the NBA Finals in the books at the Boston Celtics. Dominant performance this evening. We'll get you the updated numbers as far as the series is concerned. MVP is very intriguing right now, the early MVP watch. And we'll get into this. But as far as game two is concerned, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, the Mavericks are getting 7 points, so there's no massive overreaction for tonight's blowout win. It was 6.5 tonight at tip-off. It's 7. The total did not challenge tonight as far as the over is concerned. Underbettors cashed their ticket, except me in the first quarter. Can you believe it? So the game stays under the number as a whole. I talked a lot about liking the first quarter to stay under the number. Well, I didn't know Kristaps Porzingis was going to go off and drop 18 effing points, all right, or whatever the hell it was that he scored in the first half. In the first quarter, I think he had 11 points in the first quarter. So there was a three that he hit. There was like a minute left, and it was like, man, this actually might stay under 56, actually. And then Porzingis hit another shot. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but maybe you should like put someone on Porzingis that isn't like 5'8" or something like that. Like Porzingis is just shooting over everybody. It's like, you know, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. A complete performance by the Boston Celtics tonight. Dominant performance. It was all about effort. Like, let's just call it out for what it is. And there's a difference between being loose and being unprepared. And I think that was the balance that the Dallas Mavericks could not find tonight, right? Kyrie Irving is always loose. So Kyrie Irving was laid back and, you know, nothing phases me. Luka Doncic, they said, was in an extra good mood all day, and he seemed to be joking a lot in the pregame warm-up, and he's not nervous at all, right? No, he wasn't nervous at all. That's the problem. Maybe you should be, right? Maybe you should be. It's the same thing, like, you know, when it comes to sports betting, actually, right? You should be afraid of losing, right? It's like a fighter. They don't, you know, they're afraid of losing. So there's sort of a difference between being loose and, you know, and being unprepared. We saw early, like, every loose ball. It was just flat-out effort. And it's pretty crazy to say, actually, to say this, that a player, as Luka Doncic became the first player since Tim Duncan to have a double-double in which he scored 30 or more points. So he gets the 30 and 10, but Luka did not play well at all tonight. And he was a big problem early in the basketball game. And You know, all kidding aside, I knew the Mavericks were in a lot of trouble when the Celtics rolled out in the Walton t-shirts. You know, I saw they were giving away a Bill Walton pin tonight to everybody, too, right before the game, and I was like, oh, I don't like this. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates stepping up and in. It's the Thursday night throwdown, and the Boston Celtics threw down the Dallas Mavericks tonight. 107-89 final score. A complete team effort by a Boston Celtic team that had as many block shots as the Dallas Mavericks did assists tonight. And listen, I'm not John Wooden, I'm not Dick Vitale, I'm not Phil Jackson, but I can kind of, you know, tell you that that's not good. That's not good. If a team has nine block shots and you have nine assists, you're probably not going to win. I don't care what league it's in. A dominant performance by the Boston Celtics tonight. Evidently, there was no ring rust involved for Boston tonight, and specifically, no ring rust at all involved for Kristaps Porzingis. As Kristaps Porzingis set the tone early in this basketball game with a dominant first quarter and first half performance off the bench. He just couldn't miss. And so many people sort of dismissed his return. Well, we'll see how he holds up. I don't expect him to last. We'll see if he plays. And I wasn't part of that crew, but I was part of the, well, how is he going to alter the chemistry that they've had, considering he hasn't played since April the 29th? Well, you know, he did alter the chemistry for the better. You know, what can you say about the Boston Celtics tonight? Each and every one of them stepped up. All five starters, double digits. Porzingis, 20, off the bench tonight. The much maligned and often criticized Jason Tatum, as we discussed, when, for whatever reason, the media is always trying to start something that isn't there, believing that Jason Tatum is somehow jealous of Jaylen Brown because he didn't win the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. And we all know that Jason Tatum is going to be judged by a banner, all right? Jason Tatum can score 52 points in every NBA Finals game for the rest of his career, but if they lose they lose the series and they lose the finals that they're in, it doesn't matter. Tatum's at the point of his career right now where, you know what, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists, pretty badass. Across the board, you could debate who the most dominant player for the Boston Celtics was tonight, but they all played their roles. Jrue Holiday was brought in to be that, you know, final piece, a championship player, somebody that does, you know, always in the right place at the right time. And that's not a coincidence with players. Just a championship caliber guy that you want on your basketball team. Jrue Holiday steps up tonight. 12 points, plays great defense, was a plus minus plus 20 tonight. The Dallas Mavericks are going to have to be better, a lot better. And there's a difference between being loose and unprepared. And I'll tell you what, the Dallas Mavericks were unprepared tonight. The defensive adjustments never came on Porzingis. Luka Doncic, despite dropping 30, it was probably the softest 30 in the history of basketball. You could tell early in the basketball game that shots that normally Luka makes drunk and blindfolded, all right, with his buddies in a backyard, they weren't falling. Like, you know, like he never misses these little floaters and little layups. They were spinning out. They were rattling out. The role players for the Dallas Mavericks seem overwhelmed tonight. And listen, this series is far from over, but the Dallas Mavericks are going to have to dial things up. But there has been a pattern that I didn't follow, in which the Boston Celtics show up and then take the pedal off the metal in game two. I was sort of positively trying to talk myself into the fact that the Dallas Mavericks would come in here and punch them in the mouth early, but if this was a fight, they would have stopped this fight. The Dallas Mavericks showed life briefly, four moments, and they cut the lead to like 8 points, which was impressive considering they were down 29, but you can't play uphill like that all night. So now we head into Sunday night. The Boston Celtics are 7-point favorites in a basketball game. The total is 214 and a half as far as the updated series price is concerned right now. The Boston Celtics are minus 380 favorites to win the NBA championship. Dallas Mavericks in the plus 300 range right now. And listen, it's only one game. The Mavericks got lit up by the Clippers. We've seen this in the past. There's going to be an overreaction. But with all that being stated, we just gave you the number of the series. And the Celtics are as high as like minus 400 and 420 at some spots right now. Early MVP watch, Jaylen Brown. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the People, the Boss, to everybody else in between. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. And a program alert, we're going to be on tomorrow night at our regularly scheduled time. But we're only on 2 hours tomorrow night due to live golf coverage on the grid. So you've been updated, all right? But as I always say, just follow me on Twitter. At Sports Rage. We don't get preempted very much throughout the year, but there's always going to be random circumstances, such as tonight with the NBA Finals. So game one of the NBA Finals, a complete blowout. And like really, and I see the criticism online. And, you know, if you think about it, unless you're a Boston Celtic fan, and or a bettor who bet on, you know, but let's take betting out of it, right? There's too much, you know, betting this, betting that. Even I'm, you know, and I say that as a degenerate bettor, right? So, but even I'm like, you know, it doesn't have to do with betting. But just from an entertainment standpoint, this is the problem with the NBA, right? Like, you know, you look back at, you know, the playoffs, there were some really good series. We had 7-game series. We had a couple of close games. But for the most part, the NBA, their games are blowouts. Even when it's two good teams playing against each other. Right, one team will blow the other team out, then the other team will blow the other team out, and it's just rinse and repeat. And, you know, this series is far from done, but from an entertainment standpoint, it wasn't the best basketball that was played tonight. The Dallas Mavericks looked like a preseason basketball team, and there were a lot of telltale signs early. Just from a cosmic standpoint, the fact that they dipped into the Bill Walton magic tonight, that didn't hurt the Celtics at all. But I'll tell you what, the Celtics at times in the past, and we've seen this in the postseason, they are the ones who are flat, specifically at home, right? The Celtics have been in, you know, 5 of the last 7 conference championships. They're back in the finals again. They played a lot of big playoff games over the years. They haven't won a championship because they haven't won at home. They haven't, you know, the one knock on the Boston Celtics, as good as they are in all facets of their game, is that they lack an intensity. They lack a killer instinct. Well, man, the Boston Celtics tonight were like a pit bull on a poodle, all right? And shout out to our boy Steve Ludzig, who used to be the coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, played for the Chicago Blackhawks that we used to do shows with. And He said, Gabe, they're all over us like a bunch of pit bulls, and we were a bunch of poodles. Talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning when he coached the tape. But, you know, the Boston Celtics, like, they got to every loose ball. They were intense, right? Like, they were intense. Every play mattered. Look at, like, there was a sequence early in the basketball game. The Celtics missed, like, 4 3-point shots in a row, and they kept on getting the rebound. And everybody on Dallas is just watching it and standing around, sort of, you know, the fake street ball defense. Well, you know, the ball's bouncing off the rim. I'll sort of stick my arm out, but I'm not really going to run over there and really try to bust my balls to get the ball. Boston did. Hell, look, man, Luka Doncic got his pocket picked. Luka's casually, you know, walking the ball up the court. Jaylen Brown just comes up and takes it from him and lays it, you know, a thunderous dunk. Those are big momentum changes. Like, and, you know, I'm not going to call Luka Doncic out. The guy's a great player, and he will bounce back. Point blank, he will bounce back. But, I mean, so he was the first, he's the first player to have a double-double in which he scored 30 or more points since Tim Duncan in 99. Good for you. This is when, you know, when the modern people always talk, and, you know, oh, this guy, is he better than Larry Bird? Is this better than that? Take your stats and shove them, all right? Analytics. What are the first four letters of analytics? Figure it out. So he got 30 points. He was terrible. There was a lack of intensity. He got a pocket pick. And then really early in the game, too, there was a sequence where, you know, it was tied or whatever. They're going back and forth. There's a Boston are missing shots, but Dallas are letting them shoot over and over and going to let them eventually get hot, right? I mean, if you take 8 3-point shots in 5 minutes, you know, chances are 3 or 4 of them will eventually go in. So Luka got a rebound and sort of just casually, you know, like trying to look cool, rein it in with one hand. Yeah, one out of bounds, and then Boston scored after. So, you know, dude, it's the NBA Finals. All these possessions count. You're walking the ball up the court, Jaylen Brown comes up to you and steals the ball and dunks it. That can't happen. You know, that can't happen. Like, imagine if that was Chris Paul. People, oh, look at Chris Paul. Oh, he got his pocket picked. You know, like, Luka was not ready tonight. And for a player that, you know, has won the Euro League Championship before, as a player that's played in big-time international games for his country before, and, I mean, we know this guy's a great player, and we know he's normally very good in the clutch. He wasn't tonight. How many times did Luka miss shots early that, and, you know, missing shots is one, you know, I'm not going to call a guy out for missing shots, but even worse, you know what he looked like tonight? He looked like Harden used to on the Houston Rockets, where at times when Harden was off, he'd wait till there's like 2 seconds left in a shot clock, and he'd just sort of pass it to someone in a bad spot, and they'd be screwed. Luka did that numerous times tonight. How many times did Luka take it into the paint, and where he does his little thing, and he backs you up, and he turns around, whatever, and he's got a couple of moves, that it's unstoppable? That did he get in front of the basket and say, you know what, I'm going to pass it to this kid Lively that is perpendicular under the basket right now and is nowhere near as good as I am, but I'm going to pass it to him anyway instead of just taking a shot. Like, Luka passed up a lot of, like, easy little, what do they call them, bunnies, per se, chip shots, whatever you want to call them, floaters, shots that, like, you know what I mean? He didn't take them. It wasn't like, oh, I'm missing him. You didn't take them. You didn't take them. A very baffling performance from Luka. Okay, countdown to the Belmont Stakes is on, and we're lucky we've got one of the
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's the cappers in the business. Caitlin Free is going to join us. We got Dave Delano a little bit later on. We got Dave Delano's take on the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, and we've been talking about this on Twitter. I guarantee you the Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 on Saturday will be more entertaining than that crap was tonight. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, networks, apps, and everything else in between. Normally we're on for 3 hours, 180-minute full court press. We've only got 1 hour tonight, so I find myself talking even faster than normal. I'm like, we gotta get to this, we gotta get to that. So much stuff going on. NBA Finals Game 1 is done, but the countdown to the Belmont Stakes is on. But of course, very interesting this year at beautiful Saratoga this year. Let's bring in one of the best horse cappers in the game. She helped us break down the Preakness. Caitlin Free in the house. Caitlin, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining us, especially in the late night hours. I know you're not on the West Coast, so I appreciate it.
What's up, Gabe? Happy to be joining you. And time, it just is what it is at this point. We'll rest when we're dead.
Yeah, you know what? No rest for the wicked. And it's always an exciting time before a big race like this. An interesting dynamic, right? Normally the Belmont, known as, you know, the final endurance test after the first two races. But since it's in Saratoga now, it's going to be the same distance at the as it was at the Kentucky Derby. Is that good, bad? What's your take on that for any specific horse, trainer, jockey coming into this race that it isn't the mile and a half?
Well, I think it kind of makes it a little bit more of an interesting type of race because you have some horses in here that if it was the traditional mile and a half, you probably wouldn't see them in this race. I don't think Seize the Gray would be in here. I don't think Mystic Dan would be running back if it was a mile and a half. Probably a couple other ones. Dornock, I would say, probably wouldn't be going a mile and a half. And maybe a couple of the other ones. So the fact that it's a mile and a quarter kind of makes a lot of those connections coming out of the Kentucky Derby or coming out of the Preakness want to give it one last shot since you're not going that mile and a half. Typically, you don't see many horses run in all three legs of the Triple Crown unless you're going for a Triple Crown. But Seize the Gray didn't run in the Kentucky Derby, but he did run on Kentucky Derby Day. Mystic Dan, of course, will run in all three races. And then we have a few horses coming out of the Kentucky Derby and going to the Belmont that maybe wouldn't have in a year when it was a mile and a half.
And it's interesting, the odds makers and the betting market responds to this, right? The fact that the previous winners of the first two races aren't the favorites of this race.
Not even close. I believe Mystic Dan's the third choice up there at 5-1. And Seize the Gray getting a little bit disrespected up there at 8-1. He's the fourth choice in that race, but is a little bit of a higher fourth choice, I would say, behind Mystic Dan, Seize the Gray. Of course, Sierra Leone is the favorite. And then Mind Frame, a horse that's not run in any of the three races, going to run in the Belmont.
Do you like the fresh horse angle when a trainer and a barn has just been sitting on a horse waiting for the right spot? Or is there the argument that, well, the horse wasn't good enough for the Kentucky Derby, how is it going to win now?
My thing with Mind Frame is he's a horse that I think is good enough to win the race, but I feel like I can poke a couple of holes in his races. I think the distance is good for him. I think he'll easily go a mile and a quarter because he ran really well going a mile and a 16th. My thing with this horse is he's ran on Lasix, which is the race day medication, in both of his career starts. So not only is he taking a giant step up in class going into grade one company and going against, you know, the other two winners of the other two legs of the Triple Crown. And then a horse like Sierra Leone, he has to come off of Lasix for the first time. And a horse that is going to be taking so much money and based off of only having two career wins, one, he's unexposed, two, he's getting a what you call equipment change coming off of the Lasix. So up there at 7-2, he's just not going to be for me.
For the casual bettor, there seems to be attractive odds though, Caitlin, for this race, right? I mean, Absolutely. You know, double-digit odds for almost every horse, you know, for the most part here. And, you know, a horse that I'm somewhat surprised about the odds of, you talked about Sees the Gray getting a little bit disrespected. What about Honor Marie getting a little bit disrespected here at 12-1?
Absolutely. Honor Marie is a horse that I'm really interested in this race, because if you go back and you watch the Kentucky Derby and you focus on just Honor Marie, out of every single horse in the race, I think you could probably make the case he had the worst type of a trip. In that race, he kind of got jostled around hard. He lost a lot of ground, but was still running on lead. He ended up finishing eighth in the race. So he still was able to kind of hang on to his own in that aspect, but he did have one of the worst trips of the race. So he's going to be coming into this race with 10 less horses to deal with. And I have seen him out in the mornings. I've also seen some footage of him since he's gotten to Saratoga. He's a horse that is really kind of peaking at the right time, and he's training really well. So
More on the other side with Caitlin Free.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. All right, we've got another segment with Kayla. I'm going to give her the floor, but very intriguing race. Some great horses in this race. And I'm just going to blast through them here and sort of get your quick thoughts. We'll go rapid fire. So Sierra Leone, we're talking about a horse that's like two noses away from being undefeated, right? So
yeah.
But does the wear and tear catch up? What's your take on this horse?
This is the horse to beat in this race without a doubt. There's been some changes on this horse. He's got a new rider. Flavian Pratt is going to be aboard this time. He's also had a big equipment change. He's got a new type of a bit, which if you watch his race in the Kentucky Derby, he was trying to lug around. He was trying to move. He was leaning on the other horse. He's got a little bit more of a bigger type of a bit that's going to give more steering power to the jockey. It's what's called a cage bit. So it's a bigger type of bit that has a little bit more equipment underneath of it. So he's going to be able to hold him in a little bit tighter. The bit's not going to wiggle around as much, so he's going to have a little bit more steering power to kind of move the horse in and out. So I think that's going to really help this horse. He's much the horse to beat in this race. We'll just have to see if a mile and a quarter is long enough for him.
We talked about Honor Marie, and you agreed that, you know, 12-1 odds seems like a dangerous horse.
Yeah.
Mind Frame, you know, it seems like the odds are a little short for Mind Frame, just in my opinion. I'm like, really? Why? You know, it seems a little light here. Is there a good reason to bet on Mind Frame, or is it a scratch for you?
Honestly, he's a horse that I'm kind of willing to toss. He's only had two races. He doesn't have quite the foundation that a lot of other horses do. Of course, you get Irad Ortiz aboard for the Todd Pletcher Barn. You can't go wrong with that. And he's had two impressive wins, but I kind of mentioned it a little bit. He is coming off the race day Lasix medication because you're not allowed to use Lasix in stakes races. He's wading into grade one company. So that's a lot to ask of a horse trying a race like the Belmont Stakes for the first time. Getting off Lasix and then taking on horses of this caliber. 7-2, he's just not for me.
What about Resilience? Similar situation. Now, you know, 10 less horses to deal with. Finished sixth in the Derby. What's your opinion on Resilience?
I think he's really sneaky, kind of like Honor Marie is. He didn't have a bad trip the way Honor Marie did, but there was one point where he came off the turn into the stretch. He loomed up, and Travis Stone even said when this horse was coming around the turn, he thought this horse was making the winning move and was going to win the Kentucky Derby. So he did make a good move. May have just been a little bit of a race too soon for him. And like you said, has 10 less horses to deal with. He is a horse that has ran in New York before, and he's a horse that was supposed to get better with time. So I think Resilience is coming in with a sneaky chance.
Would you agree? And, you know, you said off the top too, it doesn't seem like people, especially Mystic Dan, you know, sees the Gray being disrespected, and between the two of them, would you fade and stay away from Mystic Dan more? And, you know, Mystic Dan has won two of the last three races in the mud as well. You know, to me, it just doesn't feel like a Mystic Dan weekend this weekend, Caitlin. But is it a Seize the Gray Saturday? What's your opinion on these two horses?
I would probably defer more to Seize the Gray. I don't think he's going to necessarily get an easy type of lead the way he did in the Preakness. I think Dornock's going to be up there and be close to him. My thing with Mystic Dan is he ran a really good race in the Preakness, but he had every opportunity to come and get Seize the Gray. And I just think it's a lot to ask of this horse to still, you know, keep continuing to go on with him. He could run a big race. He could completely surprise us. There might be a little bit of moisture left in the track because there is going to be a little bit of rain on Friday. So maybe still a little bit on the wetter, good type of a fast side come Belmont Stakes Day when we get to that race later on in the evening. But Mystic Dan, I think the time that you had to have him was obviously in the Kentucky Derby. He could have very easily won the Preakness, just couldn't get quite to Seize the Gray. But a fresh horse like Sierra Leone, like Mind Frame, Honor Marie, and Resilience that he beat in the Kentucky Derby, he's had one extra race than they have, and it was a tough race in the Preakness. So I'm going to be out on Mystic Dan this weekend.
And to close out, so I'll give you the floor here. Are there any of the longer shots that that catch your eye? Like Weinstewart. I know Weinstewart's never been worse than second in a race before, but it's a massive step up in class here. So there are some like some odds here. But anything on the larger end of the longer shots of the horses that people are talking about catch your eye, Caitlin?
The Weinstewart, he's one for one at Saratoga. He could be the type of a horse that maybe finishes in the money at a little bit of a price. Antiquarian is a horse that I think is very, very interesting in this race. He's only ran one bad race, and it was when he broke through the gate and was on really, really bad behavior in the Louisiana Derby. That's the race Honor Marie comes out of. Catching Freedom won that race. But the race that he won before that, where he really showed that he's more of a distance type of horse, was the Peter Pan. He kind of got bumped a little bit, but he still ran a really, really good race to get up and get the job done in there. This is going to be another one of the Todd Pletcher runners. But he took a very similar path that Arcangelo took to winning the Belmont Stakes last year. So I think Antiquarian would probably be the only outsider that I would maybe be interested in.
So how do you think this plays out? And who do you like, Caitlin? How do you think this plays out? And who's going to be in your back pocket on Saturday?
I think this is the type of race where we're going to maybe get a pretty legitimate pace in here. I think the Weinstewart can be close. I think Mystic Dan can be close. But I think your pace is going to come from Seize the Gray on the inside. I think Dornock is going to go with him as well. So I definitely think the speed is going to come from those two horses. It's going to maybe set up for an off-the-pace, mid-pack type of a horse. Mind Frame can also be pretty close. So I think it's going to set up for a horse potentially like Sierra Leone, like Honor Marie, like Antiquarian, or like Resilience coming into this race. It's still going to be a little bit of a toss-up for me. Sierra Leone is going to be a heavy, 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 heavy favorite in this race. With the equipment change, I'm confident that he can get the job done. But if I'm looking to maybe, you know, bounce off of someone else, I would think Honor Marie at 12-1 would probably be where I would hang my hat at the moment.
Caitlin Free. Awesome stuff, Caitlin. Great, great breakdowns. And, you know, I'm feeling the same way. I sort of get a feeling. I look at the board here, and that mid-range, those 12-1s, Honor Marie, I'm glad to hear you say, because Honor Marie really caught my eye, and Resilience caught my eye. And if I'm reading you properly as well, it's going to be tough for Seize the Gray to go, you know, to keep the pace up, right, you know, for a mile and a quarter here. But you think Seize the Gray and Dornock, so do you think they end up fading? Or they, you know, win, you know, play show type of horses, or do you think they're going to set up this too much speed and it's going to cost them?
I think it'll probably cost them. I don't think they're going to go super, super fast, but Seize the Gray will not be able to walk on the lead like he did in the Preakness. Dornock's going to apply pressure. I think Mind Frame will apply pressure from the outside. Mystic Dan probably won't be too far away. And there's a couple of others. So I think the pace will probably pretty legitimate in this race, and I think there's an almost certainty that we will have three different winners of all three different races.
Caitlin, where can people find you online, on Twitter, on TV, your picks, and everything that you do?
So Twitter, you can find me at Caitlin E. Free. On Twitter, you can also check out the Twin Spires page. You can check out Churchill Downs. This time of the year, I am at Churchill Downs, so you can always turn into the Churchill Downs feed. You can turn on the Twin Spires feed, so I'm on both of those channels at all times. We're going to be breaking down not only the Churchill cards, we will also be breaking down and featuring the Belmont Stakes card on Saturday. So we will have all of your needs over there on Twin Spires, and we'll have some experts breaking down those cards as well. But we're going to be doing a lot of stuff over the next couple of days with that Belmont card.
We used to do the show on a daily basis out of the Meadowlands, FanDuel Sportsbook,
yeah.
But it was literally at the racetrack. And I wasn't in the sports book. I was in the racetrack, You want to meet some characters. I got to tell you, I wish you were there. You could have helped me a lot at the Meadowlands. I got to tell you, but nothing like a racetrack. I got to tell you, like, it's just, you know, I got goosebumps thinking about some of the characters that I miss right now. It was too bad. Like, COVID shut it down for like, it's, you know, in New York, they shut it down for like 2 years or something like that. It took a long time to reopen. But Caitlin, you're the best. I really always appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Excellent insight as always. May the winners be yours on Saturday. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Great as always to be with you again.
There's Caitlin Free with us, man. Hey, you can't get better breakdowns than that. And tomorrow night, we'll have more guests with less informed picks. Everyone, it'll be the Friday night dart toss on the Friday Night Free Show. Dave Delano joins us next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Awesome stuff with Caitlin Free. Man, she's good. Like, you ask her about any horse, and she'll tell you, like, well, you know, what place they finished, what happened in the race, why they won or lost in the last, like, 6 races that they've been in. Like, unbelievable stuff from Caitlin Free. Follow her on Twitter. She predicted the remember the crazy Kentucky Derby? She predicted it. You know, people are like, oh, my God, whoever would have predicted this trifecta? She did. All right, that's why she works over at Churchill Downs. Great stuff with Caitlin. We're going to bring in Dave Delano. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. What's going to happen in Game 2 moving forward, but it's too good. The best of X, baby. We can't forget about what's going on online. Bring it. So the best of X, and for people on the radio, we have, you know, there's normally a video, you know, sometimes it's a video. We got pictures to go along with it, but it works on the radio as well, and it's basically the funniest things or the most interesting things that I find that I see during the day. And this one I got a good laugh out of, actually, about Angel Reese. Like, this is too good. So, listen, Angel Reese had 13 points and 10 rebounds the other night, but she was 3 for 12, and OMG, it's Birdman on Twitter says, Jonte Porter got a higher field goal percentage than Angel Reese, and he was trying to miss on purpose. Tell me that's not good. It's got like 5 million hits on Twitter, this thing. That's good. Jonte Porter got a higher field goal percentage than Angel Reese, and he was trying to miss on purpose. Very good. Well done, OMG. It's Birdman. And listen, I sort of knew these dudes were doing something and stuff, but, like, whatever. You know, when these fighters retire and they're doing their little things after, I just ignore it. I like the real fight game. But speaking of the real fight game, so Masvidal and Nate Diaz are boxing each other. That's the whole thing. It's like, dude, you're MMA fighters. You're boxing each other. This thing's just stupid. But they had a press conference today in Anaheim. And you want to talk about lit. This thing got lit, and there's a lot of fake stuff out there, but this wasn't fake. Shout out to the crew over at Fight Hub that filmed it, and Perry Punch News, for posting it. All right? There's Masvidal in yellow, and there's Diaz's boys in black. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Couple of coconuts. There. What do they call that? The three-piece and a soda? And people go tumbling. It got real. This guy casually threw a bottle at everybody. That sort of got lost in a mix. And here's Masvidal. So you know what? I can't lie. They got me sold. I want to watch it now. Let's bring in Dave Delano. I'd rather watch that than Mike Tyson and Paul, actually. Dave Delano, Get Sports Strong. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man? What would you rather watch? Masvidal and Diaz or Tyson and Paul?
I'd rather watch anything over the Tyson and Paul. I like Tyson like everybody else, but, I mean, 58 years old, I just don't want to see him fighting a 28-year-old. I mean, the fight getting canceled, I think it was bound to happen. They're still trying to make it work, even though they're saying he could, you know, possibly face life-threatening injuries if he gets hit in the wrong place. I don't want to see that at all. So anything over Tyson and Paul for me.
I don't always agree with what Dana White has to say, but Dana White says, I don't want to see Mike Tyson lose to a jerk-off like Jake Paul.
Me neither.
And I thought, you know what, actually, I think Dana, hard to argue with Dana on this one, actually. Okay, so game one tonight. Listen, man, all five starters for the Boston Celtics got in double digits. A lot of people wondered what Porzingis was going to bring to the table, including myself. I was like, all right, you know, what kind of an impact is he going to have on this team? Well, he stole the show early, and then the rest of the team took over. I think, you know, moving forward, if we're talking about an MVP, just, you know, from a betting perspective, Jaylen Brown, man, he was plus 600 before the series started. Now he's plus 300. But with all that being stated, I'm not saying it's a sweep. I'm not like, oh, Dallas are done. Dallas got effed up tonight and punched in the mouth, bro. They need to be better on Sunday. I still think this series goes at least six games. What's your take, and what do you think about how game two is going to play out? Opening number is 7 and 214.
Yeah, I still think that this is going to go at least six games as well. I mean, the way that it started tonight, Boston came out here like a team that's been there before that looked like they were playing a meaningful game in the NBA Finals, and Dallas came out like they were just playing another NBA game on a Thursday night. And that first quarter really was just what was too much for them to overcome. I do, though, think Kyrie Irving is going to be a lot better. As bad as that first quarter was and as bad as most of the game was, there was a point there in the third quarter where, I mean, Kyrie Irving missed some really good looks that he normally knocks down that, you know, when they cut it to eight, if he made some of those shots, it could have been closer, and I think that could have put some pressure on Boston. Even though it ended up being a blowout, Porzingis played a lot better than expected. I haven't placed a bet yet for game two, but I'm actually still kind of leaning on the Mavericks in game two. I mean, what we've seen from the Celtics in the playoffs starting off in all three rounds, they've had one really good game at home, and then they've struggled in there. We saw against Miami, I mean, it looked like that was going to be a sweep, easy. They did, you know, they did lose that second game, and even against Cleveland, they got beat pretty convincingly in game two, even though they took care of the series. They stole that first game against Indiana. So I just kind of the way that Boston's been going, I think that Dallas is going to play much better. Luka only had one assist. Kyrie played, you know, terrible, as I stated. And I think that Dallas, if they can just come out and have a better first quarter, I think that they've got a shot to win and definitely cover.
Yeah, Kyrie 0 for 5 from 3. A couple of balls rattled out. He was off. Like, he was stumbling around and kicking the ball. And he had some problems, but he hit a couple of tough shots.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And I said this earlier, Dave, too. You know, you're all right, Luka had 30 points and 10 rebounds. He had one assist. And I guarantee you, if you ask Luka, did you play well tonight? He'd go, God, no, I was terrible. And he passed up a bunch of open looks, him as well. He missed shots that he normally makes for, you know, the four-footers and the six-footers. I talked about it earlier, Dave. You know, he was under the basket a couple of times. You're 2 feet under the basket, and he'd pass it to Lively. It's like, what are you doing? Like, well, you're, you know, like, no, you're the guy, not him. Like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Holy man, this show goes fast when it's 1 hour because we've got like, you know, 5 minutes left right now. Dave Delano with us. I am Gabriel Morenci. Dodgers and Yankees, big time series in the Bronx this weekend. Yamamoto on the hill for the Dodgers. Juan Soto left tonight's game with discomfort in his left forearm. Last year, Aaron Judge got hurt when they played the Dodgers. Yankee fans are going to start to cringe every time the Dodgers are around. So, yeah, Juan Soto left the game with a left forearm discomfort. Dave's a great baseball handicapper. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm a Dodger fan, but you know, the Dodgers don't play Yankee Stadium often. It's the one smart thing that baseball's done recently with the updated schedule where everybody plays everybody at least once a year. Last year, I saw the Yankees at Dodger Stadium. This year, Dodgers go there. Fun series. There, and we got the Stanley Cup Finals that start on Saturday. I'm taking the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. I like the Oilers in six games. Who do you like in the Stanley Cup, and do you like any baseball tomorrow before we get you out of here?
Well, I think it's going to be really tight in the NHL. I haven't made a bet on it yet, but I'm actually leaning on the Panthers in seven. I think we're going to see a lot of 3-2 games in this series where you probably get some extra value, whatever team that you want, betting on them to win by a goal. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Panthers in seven. I think that they're going to get it done this year after falling short before. In baseball, for tomorrow, this weekend, I do, even though they're a small underdog, it's hard for me not to back the Yankees. I know that Dodgers are great, but the way that the Yankees have played this season, despite, you know, with me maybe going on with Soto, Plus 105, not a huge underdog, but right now, I mean, to not take the Yankees as an underdog at home, the way that they're playing, I am leaning on the Yankees tomorrow. They're just hot right now. Dodgers have been a little up and down. I like them in that spot. Guardians and Marlins, also an interesting series. I know last time we talked about this, or last time I was on the show, the Guardians are getting ready to play the Angels, and you mentioned kind of blindly taking the Guardians, and despite what the pitching matchup looks like tomorrow, Cleveland in that minus 120 range against the Marlins, and Cleveland being one of the best teams to bet on all year so far. I like the Guardians in that one tomorrow too. I think that they're going to be good to look at. And the Royals have had some bullpen issues, but I think the Kansas City Royals are going to be another good team to look at this weekend.
Yeah, it's an interesting series. You know, you said the Marlins interesting. I'm thinking, man, the Marlins have never been called interesting, at least in the last 20 years. But I get where you're going with the Guardians. But, you know, look at the Mariners. I know they lost yesterday, but they bounced back with a win today. What are they now, like 11-2 in the last 13 off the top of my head? You know what I mean? They've been winning games. They're a freaking under machine. Interesting series. But now they go from Oaktown into the Midwest, into Kansas City. The Seattle Mariners are minus 134. The total is 8.5 in that game. And I'll tell you what, guys, you know, just quickly looking at this one, too. Bassett's on the hill for the Blue Jays tomorrow. We keep waiting for the buy sign, Dave. Listen, they lost those first two games to the Baltimore Orioles. Morale would have been at an all-time effing low, bro. They lose. They get swept in a four-game series to Baltimore. They come back. They scratch and claw. They get a split. Now this is it. I think the Jays, you know, looking at their body language, Guerrero's on fire right now. You know, if they can just get Bichette going a bit here, we keep waiting for the Jays to go on a little bit of a run. I think it's a fair price at minus 134. I'll take my chances with the Jays tomorrow, Dave.
I got you. Yeah, the Jays are always tough for me to trust, even though it looks like it is a good spot for them. The Jays seem to be, over these last couple of years, that team for me that even when it looks like a good spot, they're hard to trust. And the Baltimore Orioles seem to be a team that just keeps getting it done.
You've been bitten too many times. So you're weary of the Toronto Blue Jays. So, Dave, you know, quickly in like 10, 15 seconds here, let people know where they can find you online.
Yeah, over on X at Get Sports Strong. And if you want to check out my best bets every day, picksandparlays.net or winnersandwiners.com.
Hey, great stuff as always, Dave. Sorry to rush you tonight, but we're up against it. Always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the games this weekend. Follow me on Twitter, everybody. Twitter X, at Sports Rage. We went 3-0 tonight in the CFL to make up for getting thrashed in the NBA. But for the record, tomorrow night, like I said, I do like the Toronto Blue Jays over the Athletics. You know I'm taking the Dodgers tomorrow, baby. With Yamamoto, but give me the Hamilton Tiger Cats to beat the Stampeders tomorrow and the under. Other than that, you're all later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.